about this. I'm 70, and although I was a big time activist when I was young, what's happening is I was present for the Black Power movement, and I was worked to get unions organized and that kind of thing. Okay, I know separate. While people came to terms, black is beautiful, and to fight the internalized images. And women were doing the same thing. So in order to fight the idea that we're stupid or we're not good enough, all of the things that we've been programmed with, okay? And beyond that, right now, I'm sure you have wonderful organizational ideas that I can't even imagine.
Oh, I was just sort of putting it out there. I have my own ideas, but this is definitely a time for other people calling. But I think we have a couple other callers.
Thank you very much.
I do appreciate everything you brought up. And we seem to, tried and truth, no break out of these boxes. And I think that Bernie Safa and I'd like to. So let's go.
Good morning. Good show. Ditto that guy's idea of doing this once a month. I think it's a good way to get new voices on the radio.
Okay.
I'll say one thing I heard on OPB. These oil trains back and forth, and they're more likely to shake the attachment systems loose of the rails, the spikes or whatever else they use. And then the other thing I wanted to...
So they themselves can cause their own future derailment.
Exactly. I only heard it mentioned once, talking about it. Sometimes subjects come on the radio and then they're never heard again. And it's like, the other subject I wanted to bring up was the big view. I read a book maybe a year or two ago, called The Bet. And it was a bet between the guy who wrote The Population Bomb. Yeah. Paul was on the left and a guy on the right, I forget his name, they made a bet. But in reading the book, was exactly believed, but it didn't get us right around the corner. It's getting us now in lots of ways. Population, excess population exacerbate. I think, and I've noticed this in my own household, I've noticed that humans tend to exaggerate, and it's not exactly a lie, but it creates the problems of lies, and I think it's a built-in tendency we have. It's like I listen to right-wing radio to see what they're saying, and they're exaggerating by a million miles what's going on in the left, and I don't think the left exaggerates like the right does, but it's probably. Like Paul Ehrlich was capable of it.
Well, I mean, exaggeration. He was making some predictions based upon trends that he was saying. The ability of the system, the green revolution, in agriculture,
right.
to increase the production of per acre allowed. Was one of many factors, developments, including the massive mega centers, urban centers, where there's this explosion of infrastructure, which allows for greater population. These things, maybe couldn't take into account all those things.
Exactly.
It basically what it does is postpones the inevitable. But some of the basic Austin apparently actually match very closely. And this is such a complex subject, and we only have for bringing that up.
I enjoyed the show.
All right. Thank you. And I think we might have one more caller. Barth, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for your show. Didn't hear the whole thing. The Esther Short Park, much in the center of downtown Vancouver, so it's easy to get to. It's just across the bridge and get off at city center and head. But if you want to go mass transit, you can take the MAX to the end of the line at, not the end of the line, but to Delta Park and get a jumper bus, which will take you across, which is our side of TriMet.
Or put a bike on the TriMet and bike across.
True, or you could put a bike, I think, on the buses too, but I'm not, I think they have front racks. Anyway, that's a relatively easy way. If you're going to come, or if you're interested in coming, talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, and bring some people along. Make your car trip worthwhile. And it's a nice park. They do a number of nice things there during the summer. I think this is going to be a strong event, and it will be stronger if you personally are there. One other thing, the Muslim filmmaker, the gay Muslim filmmaker, I believe his film is A Sinner. You said, I believe you said A Summer in Mecca.
Oh, goodness. That's because my writing is so bad. That's terrible. That's like completely a wrong idea. Yes, no. A Sinner in Mecca by Parviz Sharma, who was interviewed on Letters and Politics, which we aired in place of Flashpoints yesterday. But I got to let you go. And I just want to say that earlier, the urgent community response to oil train explosion in Mosier and to demand the end of the gorge. And that was a signal that someone... This is Wednesday Talk Radio here on T Radio. I'm your host, as always. This was kind of open phone lines. A lot of people seem to like it. And I thank you for everybody who called, especially really I'd like to hear from you. Paul Rowland signing off for Wednesday Talk Radio.
For another special live remote broadcast from What the Festival. Once again, we'll be showcasing the year's festival music and interactions with the producers, exploring what makes it such a uniquely immersive and entertaining festival. Again, be sure to tune in on Thursday.